This is Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, people. Good morning. Good afternoon. I got absolutely no time or no clue what time it is for you, but I know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Wow, people. Week 3 of the NFL does not disappoint. It gives us everything we want and more. Believe me, when I run you through the roller coaster of emotions that you probably went through as a fan for your team, Bear fan, how you feeling? Probably pretty good because you're 3-0. Bills fan, how you feeling? Probably pretty good because you're 3-0. Hey, what about Viking fan? Probably not feeling that great because you're 0-3. Holy cow, who would have thunk that when you're thinking about the Minnesota Vikings coming into this season? I mean, a lot of surprises, a lot of shocks throughout this whole week. And again, man, the NFL is an emotional roller coaster. I'm so glad, so happy to be back doing the world famous Sports Overnight America and the NFL Rewind. Holy cow, people, the Steelers, maybe they're for real. They're 3-0 as well. So getting an early look at what's happening, Big Ben playing well. What about Seattle? Russell Wilson playing pretty well. And don't forget about my Green Bay Packers. Yep, that bad, bad man, Aaron Rodgers, doing his thing on the road. Just an unbelievable performance from the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, man, week 3, unbelievable. Week 3 in the books for us. You got to love it. You absolutely got to love it. The NFL Rewind. Andy Dorf. By the way, you can get at me a couple different ways. On Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports, or call me 1-800-878-7529. But a ton of things to get into on the other side. We will get into some of those upsets and things that happened around the league. Some of the great performances, too. Like I said, Russell Wilson, one of them. So many. Aaron Rodgers, another guy with a great performance. What about Kyler Murray? A little bit worried about this guy throwing 3 picks to the Detroit Lions. I got to take a break at Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind style. I'm Andy Dorf.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
There's an underdog story happening today in America, one that couldn't have been scripted. Small businesses are fighting to make a big comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities, feeding those in need, yet asking for little in return. It's pretty incredible, isn't it? But still, they need our support now more than ever. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and give back to the small businesses that unite us all. Shop, share, and donate today at smallunites.org.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get 3 things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back. And that means it's time to get down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that is BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MY-BETUS. That's 1-800-MY-BETUS. Or go to BetUS.com and fill out your information. It only takes a minute. And when you get to the How'd You Hear About Us box, type in Rick Tittle, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz. Best bonuses. BetUS.com or 800-MY-BETUS.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Second and 10 coming up for Chicago. He's there. For Cohen. He's got outraces. Blockers outrace everybody. In the secondary he goes. And he will not be caught. Touchdown, Chicago.
Play clock at 2. Stafford takes a snap. Throws over the middle. Caught. Touchdown. Hauling it in, Eric Ebron. Third touchdown of the season for Ebron.
Blitz coming. Rodgers to a wide open receiver is Valdez-Scantling, and the Packers get a touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. I would be Andy Dorf, your host of the NFL Rewind. Week 3 right here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. Your thoughts, your opinions, encouraged and welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Follow me on social media too. Dorf on Sports there, the real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. And let me run you through all of the scores from the action of the NFL. And then obviously I'm going to get you through what I saw and some of the good, the bad, the ugly. We'll start with some of those upsets, but let's run you through all of the scores. Bears beat the Falcons 30-26. Nick Foles takes over there. Obviously, big Nick Foles takes over and does his thing pretty well. So the Bears wind up coming out of that. But Matty Ice falters once again, and I don't know what's up with the Falcons, man. I think something's got to change, and something's got to change pretty damn quick. All right, so Bears get the W there, 3-0 for them, 0-3 for the Falcons. Rams go down to the Bills, 35-32. Not a bad day for Jared Goff, a little bit better day for Josh Allen, and I kind of thought he'd be able to make more plays, to be honest with you. Bills 35, Rams 32, Bills 3-0, Rams 2-1 now. Washington goes to Cleveland, losing to the Browns, 34-20. And I think, I hate to say this, but I honestly think less of Baker Mayfield is the trick there in Cleveland. He's got two great running backs. We know that. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. Those guys will get the job done most week in and out for the most part. And I think that this guy just has to be a game manager to a certain point. And that team from Washington, we're not expecting much from them. So the fact that they lose, not surprised. Titans go on the road. Nice win for them. 31-30 over the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings are struggling, man. I mean, it's the truth. They're 0-3. I don't think anybody would have thunk that. That's tough to hear and tough to think when you're a Minnesota Viking fan. You're always thinking about how good that defense is. The offense looks very shaky at best. Not a lot of options for Kirk Cousins there, and he's making mistakes left and right. Dalvin Cook, you got to feed this guy. I mean, he's your lone weapon, if you ask me. Seriously, dude has 22 carries, 181 yards, gets you the touch. This guy's a beast, but he can't do it alone. Vikings might be in trouble at 0-3. Titans 3-0. They're a good team. We knew that, and same kind of on that side. Ryan Tannehill, nothing special. Just manage the game. Feed Derrick Henry the ball. That dude's going to get you touchdowns. That dude's going to get you yards. That dude's going to get you ball control. That dude is going to help you get a lot of victories. Raiders go down to the Patriots, 36-20. I thought this would be a rebound week for the Patriots.
Cam Newton last week gets stuffed at the end of the game. Much better performance. Burkhead, wow, what a performance from Rex Burkhead. Dude was all over the place, making huge plays left and right. So big time game for that kid. Raiders 2-1 now. Patriots 2-1. Giants go down 36-9 to the 49ers. Not shocked, not surprised. Nick Mullins leads the way for the 49ers, who are extremely banged up. So this will be an interesting stretch to see how the 49ers do, and having teams like the Giants on your schedule with Daniel Jones and his inability to go out there and perform at a high level week in and week out, you got to like your odds if you're a 49er or a 49er fan. So 2-1 Niners, 0-3 Giants. Bengals and Eagles, the lone tie of the day. All right, it didn't take long, man. Did not take long at all. 3 weeks into the season, we got ourselves our first tie. And the Eagles are bad, man. If they're not thinking about making a switch, they should be. Peterson, something's gone wrong here, man. And Nick Foles goes in, plays for the Bears, they get a victory. Maybe, just maybe, you should have figured out a way to keep Nick Foles in Philadelphia just in case something like this has happened, because I think it's gone bad for Carson Wentz. Dude can't make plays, just can't make plays. And on the other side, Joe Burrow, not a bad day. 31-44, 312 yards, couple touchdowns. I mean, I do think this kid is going to be a good quarterback if he doesn't get killed playing for the Cincinnati Bengals. Like, you got to protect this guy. All right. Steelers get the victory over the Texans, 28-21, 3-0 Steelers, 0-3 for the Texans now. And this is a little bit of a time to think about hitting a panic button if you're a Texan fan. You don't have DeAndre Hopkins anymore. And I'm telling you what, D. Watt is feeling the ramifications of not having a playmaker like that to go out there and make plays for him. So Texans got out early, man. They were looking good. And then all of a sudden, that Steeler D that I talk about being so tough and strong, they put the clamps on, man. Second half, they put up donuts. You're not going to win games scoring no points in the second half. So, Texans, you better figure things out quick. And how the hell does Bill O'Brien have a job, man? I'm sorry, but I don't get it. I just don't get it. There's a lot of people I'm going to be talking about jobs, by the way. What the hell's going on with the Jets, too? I mean, get me going here. I'm obviously definitely lit up about some of this stuff. All right, Colts beat the Jets 36-7. Not shocked, not surprised about that. Phillip Rivers leads the way. Jonathan Taylor does his thing. The Colts have a really good defense. That's the bottom line. And Sam Darnold, this is another guy I'm going to be talking about. Dude, you're bad. I'm sorry. There is no other way to say this. You're not a good football. You're not a good quarterback at this point. You're not good, man. You need to work on a lot of things. And the Jets, if you're a Jet fan, what the hell's going on with the Jets, man? Seriously. Panthers 21-16. They get this is a nice victory over the Chargers, 21-16. This is somewhat of an upset. Justin Herbert for the Chargers throws the ball around a lot of yards. Not the greatest day. Look, I'm kind of scratching my head about the Chargers. I thought they might be a little bit better than what they've shown so far. People were really questioning the Buccaneers, man. That's funny to me, seriously. 28-10, they beat the Broncos. And guess what? After 3 weeks now, week one, we're panicking. We're pushing the panic button about a guy by the name of Tom Brady who maybe people forgot. Dude has 6 Super Bowl rings, man. And we were panicking about this guy? Pump the brakes, people, because after 3 weeks, this team's back in first place, right where Tom Brady's used to being. So, interesting, very interesting how quick we are to judge and think things about people, after one or two performances. Speaking of that, Lions 26-23, a team that usually finds ways to lose a game, wins a game. Cardinals, this is a setback. I'm sorry. Kyler Murray, you had 3 interceptions against the Detroit Lions. That's not a good performance. So, I'm scratching my head a little bit about the Cardinals. Seahawks winning nice. This is a nice victory, 38-31 over the Cowboys. This was a fun one. Russell Wilson does his thing. Lockett, this guy had a huge day, man. Just a huge, huge day for him. So we'll get into a lot of this. And then the final game I want to tell you about, Packers beating the Saints 37-30, and Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, the Green Bay Packers defense makes a couple few plays, get the job done on the road. The Packers are 3-0. The Saints are 1-2. Are you concerned about Drew Brees? Maybe you should be. That's the guy I might be a little bit more concerned about than a guy like Tom Brady. So, what a day in the NFL. Seriously. Some interesting games, some wild games, some big performances from guys, which unfortunately, we see that week in and week out, and depending on who you're cheering for, you're happy or you're sad. So I love the NFL because big plays are made all the time, and that's really what football is all about, is guys being able to do something that you just don't see them being able to do, and then they go out there and shock you and surprise you. So great stuff as always. I do have to take a pause for the cause, so I'm going to do that. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Here he goes. Third down play. Fakes the spike. Still has it. Now fires, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted to save the game by Harmon, and the Patriots are going to win it.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
On
fourth down. Keenum waits, takes the snap. He bobbles it, stumbles. He got hit and got sacked. He got sacked.
Peppers.
Peppers got him. He got him. Peppers got him. Pour a little pepper on it. In the backfield, Nick Chubb, the rookie out of Georgia, goes right side, 40, 45, 50. He stumbles a little bit to the 40. He's to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Heck no, no fantasy football here, people. Welcome back in, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, week three style here on Sports Overnight America. Your thoughts, your opinions, you know me. They're welcomed, they're encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on my Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on the Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports there. Hit me up on Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so I'm glad you played some of those clips because, you know what, at the end of the day, man, I think less of Baker Mayfield is better. Yep, you heard me say that. Less of Baker Mayfield is better. And I think that you know what we're going to call this segment? We're going to call this segment the good, the bad, the ugly, and what the Dorf Man thinks about some of these people that are playing this game that they're living out their childhood dream. Some of them are going to be happy with me. Some are going to be disappointed with me. Some are going to be mad at me. I don't care because you know what my job is? My job is to be objective about what I'm seeing on the football field. And less of Baker Mayfield seems to be working for the Cleveland Browns. 16 of 23. I think that's what he was last week as well, if I'm not mistaken. Don't throw the ball too much with Baker. Efficient, a couple of TDs, no interceptions, a really high rating. And you know what? The rushing game gives you 156 yards or something like that. 158, okay? You get 158 yards from your running game, you should win a lot of football games, okay? That's what should happen. And when you're playing the Washington team, you should also win a football game. So less of Baker Mayfield is more to the Dorf Man. And that might be the recipe for success for the Cleveland Browns all season long. Yep, that's true. I'm telling you right now. I'd love to hear from a Brown fan that loves Baker and say, dude, you don't know what you're talking about. Baker's great. Baker's awesome. No, dude, Baker is not awesome. Less of Baker is better for the Cleveland Browns. Trust me. Trust me, or challenge me, call me, 1-800-878-7529. All right, moving on, because that's really about all I got on the Cleveland Browns. But I do like Nick Chubb, and I obviously love Kareem Hunt. The running game is spectacular. They should be in every game because of them. Seriously. So, Baker, don't blow it. All right, what's going on with the Bears? They're 3-0. And what's going on with the Falcons? They stink once again. They've blown leads, I believe, in every game. You got to change something up, man. This isn't working. Matty Ice is 19 of 38. One TD, one interception. That's not going to cut it, man. I'm sorry. You got to be better. And the late interception, that if you're an Atlanta fan, I know you were ready to break your television. You were ready to throw that thing out of your house, man, because you've seen this damn movie so many times. Really need to change something there in Atlanta. I don't know how the coach still has a job. Really don't. I'm not getting it. I'm not understanding it. And are the Bears smoking mirrors, man? Is Nick Foles the answer? Nick Foles comes in, three TDs, has an interception, but more importantly, a comeback from behind victory, obviously, to score 20 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, so you got to – there's something there. Like, they've got guys that can make plays. And I'll tell you who I really like for them. I love Allen Robinson. That dude is legit. And Jimmy Graham had a day for them too. Maybe that might be his only day because when he was playing for the Packers, he looked old and didn't look like he had much left in the tank. But 6 catches, 60 yards, a couple touchdowns. I think you take that out of Jimmy Graham any day. But maybe Nick Foles and him have some little chemistry. Who knows? But Nick Foles is probably your guy, man. He's got to be your guy moving forward. Sorry. Got to be your man. So that's going to be interesting moving forward, right? Let's talk Jared Goff. Let's talk Josh Allen for a minute. And that was a good game. That was a great game. And here's what this is the theme I've got right early in the season. Okay, this is my serious theme right now. Mistakes, and mistakes will come back to bite you in the ass, man. They will bite you in your tail. You can't have pass interferences when it's fourth down and the game is on the line, and all you got to do is not give up 25 yards. You can't make a bonehead play like that. So Ram fan, I know you're upset. I know you're pissed off. I know you are pissed off. And I'll tell you what, this Josh Allen kid, man, I like him. I really, really like him a lot. What I'm learning about him too now is he's starting to get a little bit more efficient too. 24 of 33. That's pretty solid. 311 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. That's going to win you a lot of football games. It really is. They've got a decent running game. They have a great defense. Buffalo Bills are back, man. One more year, man. Bills Mafia, I feel for you, bro. Really feel for you people. Because you know what? You got a good squad. And it's easy to get behind them right now. So keep enjoying it. Kind of brings me back to the 90s, man. Jim Kelly days. When they were making noise. And they just couldn't get over that hump. There's some good teams they got to get through, right? Kansas City and Baltimore. But I'll tell you what, if they're not on their game, the Bills could beat them. Like they're that close to being an elite football team, at least in my opinion. Again, you think I'm nuts, call me, 1-800-878-7529. Let's keep it moving. Titans 3-0, and the way that they win is they have usually a pretty good defense. Giving up 30 to the Vikings, a little bit shocking, a little bit surprised about that. But you feed that guy Derrick Henry, man. You just keep feeding that beast. You let that guy just keep running over people and wearing defenses down. It takes a tremendous toll on people. It really does. So I love what they're doing. Really love what the Titans are doing. Another team like that they're not the Baltimore Ravens, they're not the Kansas City Chiefs, but they're really good, man. And again, we saw what they did to the Baltimore Ravens last season in the postseason. So who am I to say no, they're not as good? Because they proved on that day that they were better, right? And you know what? Who knows? It could very well happen again, man. It really could. I mean, look, pressure bust pipes, okay? Pressure seriously bust pipes. So at the end of the day, when you can have that good ball control, I love a team that can run the football. So that is like a Baltimore. That is like a Tennessee Titans. That could be a Cleveland Browns team, but I don't think so. I think they'll find ways to mess it up. I really do. 49ers, man. Look, I know they played the Giants. I get it. But they were playing with like myself. I mean, like Andy Dorf was the QB, and I'm kidding, obviously. But Nick Mullins came in there and did a better than serviceable job, man. I mean, seriously. And when you can just throw people – Brandon Ayuk, by the way, man, that's my boy. That's my guy from ASU. Nice day for him. 5 catches, 70 yards. I used to love talking to him after games. Good dude. Always had some good sound bites for me. But that's a guy. And another, hey, I just got to give a little bit of a shout out in general to all of my ASU guys who are in the league right now, making some waves and making some names, man. N'Keal Harry for the Patriots, starting to get some catches, starting to make some plays. Brandon Ayuk, this dude's a burner. So I expect big things from him and a long, long career from both of those guys. I really do. So kudos to my ASU guys, man. I got love for them, for sure. All right, I hear that music means Dorfman must take a little pause for the cause and then come back and continue rapping about the NFL from week three, man. It was awesome, like really awesome. I love NFL football, as you know. You can hear it in my voice, the passion. But week three, NFL Rewind style, right here with the Dorfman, Andy Dorf, on the Sports Overnight America. I'll be back in just a few.
Mariota's going to work out of the gun with Derrick Henry to his left. Mariota pumps that left leg, got the football, gives to Henry, big hole, 25-yard line, 20, cutting left at the 10, to the 5, to the end zone, touchdown Titans, 35 yards, Derrick Henry to the house, and this is a ball game.
Mullins looking to throw, there's Kittle wide open.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that is BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MY-BET-US. That's 1-800-MY-BET-US. Or go to BetUS.com and fill out your information. It only takes a minute. And when you get to the How'd You Hear About Us box, type in Rick Tittle, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz. Best bonuses. BetUS.com or 800-MY-BETUS.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole. Place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Being in debt to the IRS is scary. The heart-stopping collection letters and living in fear that any day the IRS could garnish your paychecks, seize your bank accounts, or even threaten your home or business. If you owe the IRS, you need to call the team at Optima Tax Relief. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, a special IRS program that could save you thousands if you qualify. And nobody knows this program better than Optima, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible so you pay only the minimum to the IRS, not a penny more. Call now before the IRS comes after everything you've worked so hard for. Get protected. Call Optima. Get relief.
Call 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
Police.
second down and 18 there. Jags will go with a slot to the left. Hole lined up inside of Westbrook. Single receiver out to the right. Bortles in the shotgun, surveys the defense. He has the snap. Blitz coming. Bortles steps up, throws over the middle, and it's tipped and intercepted. Picked off by Dante Johnson down the far sideline. He's going to go to the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco.
First and 10. Fake the run. He's got a lot of time. He's going to air. That's got another man wide open. This time it's a completion to Juszczyk. Makes the move. Kyle Juszczyk inside the 20.
Now more of the Rewind. Right here on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, about 38 seconds of good football.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf guiding you through another NFL Rewind, Week 3 style here on Sports Overnight America. Thoughts, opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcome. Hit me up on Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports there. Follow me on Facebook at Dorf on Sports. Follow me on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. Call me 1-800-878-7529. Look, man, just a wild week, as we all know, in the NFL, where you have teams that can throw backups like Nick Mullins in for the San Francisco 49ers, and he can lead him to a victory. And then you have, on the other side of the ball, a guy like Daniel Jones, who, I'm sorry, man, but I'm starting to say I think the Giants messed up here, people. I really am. This guy's not good. It's just the truth. People thought that it would help having Jason Garrett. I don't know why they thought that. I mean, I'm seriously scratching my head. A lot of things that happen in the sports world, to me, they seem so obvious and they seem so clear. And it seriously amazes me how some people continuously get jobs, they get recycled. They didn't do it in one place, but yet you think they're going to be able to do it somewhere else. I've never really understood that all that well. Really haven't. Jason Garrett's one of those guys. All right, so let me move on because I do have a lot of things to get to. I want to talk Vikings and Kirk Cousins. Why is he struggling? Well, he's struggling because Stephon Diggs is no longer there and Adam Thielen is having to do a boatload of things. And it's too much. And Kirk Cousins on the other side, too. I mean, this guy's got to do better than 3 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. You got to do better than that, man. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. What has been the Dorfman's theme about the NFL early on in the season? It's all about mistakes, man. And the teams that are making too many mistakes, they're losing games. Kirk Cousins is a perfect example. But I really feel like they are missing. They're missing that 1-2 punch at wide receiver. Justin Jefferson, he's the guy that he really picked out. Maybe he can complement Thielen moving forward. Maybe they can figure some things out. But look, man, it's getting to that point. I don't want to push the panic button for anybody because, as we all know, it's a long season and injuries have a ton to decide on what's going to take place here. But you're 0-3, man. The Packers, they're 3-0. The Bears are 3-0. This division right now is looking like the Packers and the Bears, where a lot of people thought it was going to be the Vikings and the Packers and maybe the Bears and maybe the Lions. The Lions are better than the Vikings for right now, for crying out loud. That's got to kill a Viking fan. It's got to. All right, Patriots and Raiders, got to talk a little bit about both these teams and how they're made up. I'm telling you what, man, I like the New England Patriot led by Cam Newton right now, man. I really do. This guy has looked all right. I mean, look, again, another guy that it's almost like if you just want him to manage things to a certain degree. And with their running attack on certain weeks, they're going to be able to exploit teams really bad. Sony Michel can run the ball. He's a big hitter. Doesn't need a lot of carries to do a lot of damage. Burkhead, like I told you about, another guy that he finds the end zone, man. So Cam Newton's got some weapons. He does, man. And I was thinking about this earlier. If you had a choice, like who could you pick up in a time where you lose one of, if not the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game, and then you could just go out and pick up a Cam Newton for $7.5 million and say, hey, let's roll the dice and take a shot. Dude, I think you could live with that decision every single time. So I love the Cam Newton-led New England Patriots right now. I'm becoming a fan. I'm definitely becoming a fan. The Raiders, on the other hand, look, they got outgraded. They beat the Saints. It was a little bit of a letdown, for sure. For sure, a little bit of a letdown. Derek Carr, man, I am liking him so far. I think that, you know, when guys have something to play for, it seems to me like they play a little bit better, right? Like, you know, there's been a lot of talk about Gruden trusting this guy too much and, you know, maybe they need to move on from him. He's really done nothing to say we need to move on from him. A solid game, a running game with Josh Jacobs, who didn't have a spectacular day. But normally the guy can play. The guy's not a bad player. So I keep saying to myself, what if Antonio Brown would have kept his you know what straight, and he would have been able to help this team because they really weren't that far away. Maybe they weren't that far away. So I don't know. I think the Raiders are going to kind of give you heartbreak. At the end of the day, I think you're going to get a heartbreak Raider fan. Again, I'd love to hear from Raider fan, one of the most passionate fan bases out there. So yeah, I'd love to hear from you. All right, let's talk Carson Wentz. And again, I think at this point, if they're not seriously contemplating needing to go in a different direction. Because this guy just isn't the same guy anymore, then I really think, Philadelphia fan, you have a real reason to be disappointed, angry, upset, and voice your opinion to the Philadelphia Eagles brass. 29 of 47, 226, one touchdown, two interceptions, not a good ratio there. That, again, man, there's certain ways you're going to win football games, and there's certain ways you're going to lose them. Again, keep throwing more interceptions and touchdowns. That's a recipe for disaster, man. The running game is good there too, so I don't really understand it. I don't really understand it. They've got a decent running game. It's not like he's not throwing to his guy. Zach Ertz is out there. DeSean Jackson's out there. He's got his guys. He just can't find them. And when he does, you know, there's mistakes being made. Again, there's that word. And then on the other hand, Joe Burrow, man, I think he looks the part, man. I do think he looks the part. Joe Mixon's awful. Joe Mixon is terrible. Dude just got paid big time dollars too. 17 carries, 49 yards. You got to do better, man. I'm sorry. You got to do better for your young quarterback. Got to figure out a way to be more productive. AJ Green was a little bit after himself. He's still kind of working himself into things. Five catches, six targets at him. Taylor Boyd, that's the guy right now. I don't know, man. Look, it's a long road. You got to protect that kid too. I hope Joe Burrow doesn't get killed. I really don't. I don't want that guy to get hurt. Because I do think he looks the part. Could be a good quarterback. All right, Steelers-Texans. Let's break this down a little bit. Big Ben, look, he struggled in the first half. And then, obviously, they figured things out, in the second quarter a little bit. moving on, then their defense really kicked in. And I think that's what's going to win the Steelers a lot of football games. I think we all know that. The Texans, man, they got issues. They got serious issues. And one of the issues, the biggest issues is they traded away so much of their damn talent that they put too much on the hands of D. Watt to be great every single day. He's got to be special every single play, man. That's a tough role. That's a tough role to fill. So I think Deshaun Watson's forcing it a little bit right now. I love him, though. I think he's a great quarterback. But them being 0-3, again, another like them and the Vikings, two teams I think that we were expecting a whole heck of a lot more out of. And right now they're disappointing us majorly. Yeah, they are. They're disappointing us. Big Ben, I mean, look, I think that the Steelers have a great defense, but they're going to need Big Ben to make big plays. James Conner, good, really good running back. But they're going to need Big Ben to find those receivers, make big plays, do some damage. They're going to need that. They really are. Colts, they're kind of like, to me, they're a little bit of a dark horse. Phillip Rivers, you know, he's been that guy that puts up all kinds of numbers, and you know, you're not all that impressed with the results because it seems like a lot of numbers at the end of the day and not much else. Their defense is really, really good. I like that defense a lot. I think they're going to carry them a long way. If they can, the running game, it'll get better. Marlon Mack out right now, so it'll get better. Jonathan Taylor, not a bad backup, though. A guy that knows how to find the end zone. The Jets, Sam Darnold, this dude's he's pathetic, man. I'm sorry, but three interceptions, one touchdown? That sounds a lot like my man Kyler Murray. These younger quarterbacks, and that's a thing, too. That's what I want to get after a little bit here before I got to get out of here as well. These younger quarterbacks, everybody that gets so quick to be like, this guy's awesome, he's amazing. Well, you know what? Kyler Murray, he had a rough go at it, okay? The Detroit Lie-Downs, a team that usually figures out a way to lose, found a way to win. So you got to give them a little bit of credit. And then Kyler Murray, this is my concern about this guy, man. Is he too short to see over guys so that he can make the right play and the right pass? He needs windows. That's the way that this guy's going to be effective. He is going to be one of those guys to me that I feel like you're going to be like, did he ever really, really get to where we thought he would? And what a game. Seattle, obviously, Dak was pretty good. He fought till the end, man. He fought till the bitter end. And then Russell Wilson, my pick to be the MVP, 5 touchdowns. What a day. Finding Tyler Lockett 3 times. I mean, the guy is just so good. I really, really like that guy a lot. And then my man Aaron Rodgers going into the Saints place and just taking care of business. You got to like that too. So some really special performances. I know I got to take a break. I'm going to do it. Come back one last time. Give you my parting shot, final thoughts. It is Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, Week 3 style right here on Sports Overnight America.
A second down and 7 after the 3-yard pickup. Mayfield from the gun takes the snap, hands it off to Chubb, runs it to the right, nowhere to go. He is swallowed up and the ball is loose. Picked up by the Patriots on the run down the left sideline of the end zone. Dante Hightower.
From the 10, Roethlisberger, throwing end zone. Antonio Brown, spectacular catch. Touchdown. Wow.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
That's big!
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt.
Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Real quickly, week three scores for you one more time. Bears beat the Falcons 30-26. Rams go down to the Bills 35-32. Browns 34-20 over Washington. Titans 31-30 over the Vikings. Raiders go down to the Patriots 36-20. 36-9 is the score for the 49ers over the Giants. Bengals and Eagles tie at 23. Steelers 28-21 over the Texans. Colts 36-7 over the Jets. Panthers beat the Chargers 21-16. Buccaneers 28-10 over the Broncos. Lions come to Arizona 26-23 over the Cardinals. Seahawks 38-31 over the Cowboys. And the Packers beating the Saints 37-30. All right, everybody. Like you know, Dorfman style, I'd like to give you a parting shot, a final thought about what I feel about week three here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. Thank you so much for joining me. So glad to be back doing what I love so darn much, talking NFL football first and foremost. All right, here's to it. Look, some great performances. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Tyler Lockett, Tom Brady. Look, man, at the end of the day, we're going to talk about this stuff left and right. And I'm going to tell you in week three the same thing I'm going to be telling you later on. It's the usual suspects that will be there at the end of the day. People that were all crazy about Tom Brady being this and that and the other. Come on, man. Slow way down. Slow way down. Anyways, I got to get that guy to Dodge. So I better thank Scott. I got to say Dorfman will be back with you next week doing this NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.